The Bloomington City Council has decided to take the next step toward possibly allowing cannabis sales once statewide legalization goes into effect January 1st. Council members voted Monday evening to send the cannabis discussion over to the Planning Commission to get more feedback at a public hearing next month. They could get into specifics about where exactly a cannabis dispensary could be located in Bloomington if someone wants to do that. Here in studio with WGLT's Ryan Denham to discuss where things stand is Ward 4 City Council member Julie Emick. She served on the city's cannabis task force.
And a lot of our work was gathering as much research and data as possible, but that process was never meant to circumvent a larger community process. So what I'm glad about in terms of what the Planning Commission can do for us is take it to that next level. There will be opportunity for more input from the community. People can weigh in on what this might look like should the city determine that we are not going to opt out. And it's time to hear a more diverse set of voices now.
Who still needs to chime in on this? It feels like we've been talking about cannabis a lot over the last year. What are those voices that you think are maybe still haven't been heard?
Well, I think that this will allow for residents to show up and say, hey, this is what I think. We have had public comment in the city council, but this is a specific meeting that is focused on the question of zoning, and it provides residents more opportunity to make comments. I also understand that Alderman Black has requested we get something in writing from community organizations that we can consider as we continue to deliberate over the next couple of months, November and December, and specifically to hear from the public schools, to hear from Wesleyan, to hear from community associations, perhaps neighborhood associations. I'm sure that's just the beginning, but it might be helpful to have something that isn't just a conversation at the coffee shop or even a random conversation that one of the task force members had in the nature of our work, but something a little more formalized so that we can have a record of input.
So what did you think of sort of the draft version of an ordinance, of a zoning ordinance that City Attorney Jeff Juergens presented last night? This is the one that's based off of the Illinois Municipal League's kind of model ordinance.
Yes.
It states things like, cannabis businesses would require special use permits, they'd be prohibited from locating within 500 feet of schools, churches, playgrounds, can't be too close to residential areas, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that sort of draft, that model ordinance is a starting point?
I think it's a really good starting point. I think it provides a way to think about what this would actually look like. And I went to the IML conference in Chicago recently, and there were many sessions about this topic, as you can imagine. All of the sessions were standing room only. And a lot of what was suggested from a legal perspective, as well as just talking with other municipalities about how they were engaged in this conversation, was reflected in that draft plan that Jeff Juergens presented last night. I think that he is trying also to create the special use permit as to give us as much flexibility as possible locally, so that if someone is in violation of anything on that permit, we can take action. I know that the process for doing so is going to be different. Of course, this whole thing is different, but I maintain that it doesn't mean we should wait and see. I think we need to be more proactive, and as we're working towards a resolution that will work for this community, we are better positioned to make decisions by just trying something, you know. Let's make sure that we make it as safe and reasonable as possible. But I think the best way to figure that out is to do something engage in the process.
Let's take one step back. So you are one of two council members who served on this cannabis task force.
Yes.
That you mentioned. You did a lot of research, had a lot of meetings in a very short amount of time.
Yes.
Really a matter of weeks almost, or about a month. Do you think that group had enough time, had enough runway to work with? Would a few more weeks or another month been helpful?
It may have been helpful in that we could have garnered more of that formalized input that I referred to earlier. But on the other hand, when I think about the difference from the first meeting to the third meeting, and in the beginning there was so much conversation from task force members about how they, while they came with expertise, you know, law enforcement or addiction specialist, business owner, they didn't necessarily know a lot about the legislation. And then in those 3 weeks, everyone kind of just dug in and really got as much information as possible so that in our second and third meetings, we could really have some substantive discussion about what it was we were finding and what we would recommend. For me, the task force was primarily about getting the ball rolling, getting more data, more information back to council, back to the community. And I think it succeeded in doing that.